A hit with business owners, residents and visitors since the summer closures began in 2021, Lower Main Street in Galt will once again be closed from May 19 to October 9. New businesses, events and restaurants will hope to draw in residents as the city continues to reimagine the services available that make the core a more appealing place to spend time. The transformation of the street is always exciting, Brian Kennedy, executive director of the Downtown Cambridge BIA, said. This year we're enhancing the street with flower planters and larger hanging baskets, adding some new furniture pieces and modifying the layouts. We're also introducing new signage and public art installations to brighten the street. Storefront vacancies are among the lowest they've been in years, Kennedy says, and the closure provides a chance for businesses to interact with the community in ways that are not usually available in high-traffic areas. Businesses have the unique opportunity to engage more dynamically with the locals through their ability to access foot traffic, he said. Many businesses have and will continue to make the most of patio enhancements to further activate the closure, and this is an enticing amenity for many. We plan to promote other core area destinations through enhanced signage to ensure visitors become more aware of all the exciting opportunities to eat, shop and play downtown. Residents can expect a full lineup of regular pop-up markets, live music performances, street dance parties, family games, art installations and wellness activities all summer long. The Grand River Pride Party and Galt Jazz Series are two of the events that are happening, with more being planned. Many businesses have chosen the core with the closure in mind, and Kennedy hopes the community will do its best to support them. Our businesses are here to serve you and your family, and your support truly means the world to them, Kennedy said. Each business owner decided to invest in our city, creating jobs, restoring historic buildings and doing their small part to make our whole community a more vibrant and inclusive area. We must do our part as a community to support them. Kennedy says the impacts of the closure are felt beyond Main Street, with other business owners noticing the success. The spin-off from the closure's events is more community engagement and visitors throughout the entire downtown, he said. Some potential business owners are starting to catch on. Upper Dixon Street has two new shops coming soon, and more businesses coming to the downtown will be announced on other neighboring streets. Downtown Cambridge is the place to be.